is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight. Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. What a great time it is in Legal Shield. It's exciting times in Legal Shield. Records are being broken. Teams are exploding. And I can't think of a better way to close out the month than with the call we have out tonight. You know, lots of I'm getting a tremendous amount of feedback on my end. Dad, can you cut out those lines? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry, guys. We had a little bit of interference there, but, you know, I got a real exciting success story to share real quick before we get into the meat of the call. Well, I guess this is actually some meat of the call because it's just flat out exciting to see our team members doing amazing things out there in the field. But it's my pleasure to go straight out to Austin, Texas, to a bronze executive director, the regional manager out there, just flat out tearing it up. He's going to share a quick testimonial with one of his team members right now. So let's go straight out to Austin, Texas, and my good friend Manley Wilson. Manley, are you there? Did we lose everybody?
I'm still on, Jeremy. I don't know if anybody is.
Teresa's here.
Okay, there's something wrong. Okay, that is exciting. We'll come back to that maybe a little bit later. But
hey, Jeremy, can you hear me, Jeremy?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, listen, Barb and I are so super excited about this for this couple here that we're going to bring on the phone here. They joined our team just a short 12 months ago, and, man, when they came in with the sleeves rolled up and ready to get after it, and they haven't stopped since they've been in here. They just hit Performance Club qualified or BMW qualified, and they just received the Rising Star Award, which we're so very proud of them, just this last month up in Oklahoma City at the Moore Retreat, and we're just so proud of them. It's a pleasure to bring on tonight and introduce to the rest of the team Ray and Sandy Combs from Austin, Texas. If you could share with us real quick, Ray and Sandy, how you did that in such a short period of time and where you're headed with this company. Are you on, Ray? Hello? Ray, can you hear me? Jeremy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. We're having some problems with the lines tonight.
Are you? Let me have them. I'll try to have them call back in if they can or unmute themselves.
Jeremy,
can you hear me, Ray?
I tell you what, man. Why don't you just share with everybody real quick a little bit of what they've been able to do and.
Like I said, they came in, they've been in the business 12 months, cold turkey, and had never been in any type of business like this, had been very successful in the type of business that he'd been in for the last 30 years, but came in, and what was really caught our attention, they were very teachable and trainable. They became students of the system right off the bat, and over the last 12 months, they've consistently hit Performance Club qualification from day one. It was like, we're not going to do that. And they just hit this last month, their 12th month, have already received their first $300 check and out hunting for a new BMW. But and during that course of the 12-month run, they also became managers as well and Power 20. And we're just super proud of Ray and Sandy, of what they've accomplished. And we just need to find five more like them, and we'll be fine.
Well, congratulations.
Jeremy, can you hear me? Hello, Jeremy.
Is that Ray?
Yes.
That's Ray.
Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, all we've got is a big old echo. Okay, can you hear me now, Jeremy?
Go right ahead, real quick, Ray.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry, we have a little bit of a problem here. As he mentioned, yep, we started about a year ago. We've gone through the thing. We've looked, we've played, we've worked. You know, Sandy and I have made the PC Club the 12 months. We're now manager. We're certainly aiming for a higher level. We're aiming for ED. It took me a while to unlearn everything I used to learn, and I realized real quickly that, by golly, there's a system here, and it works. So we've got to focus and work on that really, really hard. I just really want to say thank you to Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, and Mr. Moore for keeping faith and family and finance all involved in this, because really without those things, we're just numbers on somebody else's ledger plate, and that's not where I want to be. Thank you. Hand it back to you.
All right, guys, thank you very much. And I apologize to everybody on the line. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight, but what a phenomenal job you guys are doing down there in the Austin market. So congratulations, and keep up the good work. Can't wait to put the picture of you guys at BMW up on our team side, as well as legal on the corporate side as well. So congratulations, guys, and congratulations again to you, Barbara and Manley. You guys are building a tremendously powerful team down there. But you know, like I said, we got a lot of exciting announcements tonight, so we'll go right ahead and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, the Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But most importantly to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's really clear now, Dad.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. We've got all that worked out, I guess. But before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, we have a couple of more announcements to make and a little bit more recognition. You know, we're still running the More Success Team logo contest. Of course, the winner is going to get $100 in free registration for our next year's More Success Team event. So if anybody has a new logo that they want to put on the site, you can either go to our Facebook page, which is you can actually sign on from our moresuccessteam.com site, or just send those to Jason at moresuccessteam.com. We're going to run that contest one more week, and then we'll probably pick a logo. But if you want to see the ones that are up now, you can do that. Want to remind everyone that starting next Monday night, our More Success Team call will be moved up 1 hour, so that's April the 6th. Some people were a little bit confused and got on it a little early tonight, but it's next Monday night. Our More Success Team calls will begin 1 hour earlier, and so it'll be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then following that, of course, the first Monday of every month, we have a special group training call, and that will be at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which will be 1 hour after our regular call begins. So at 8 p.m., which will be 1 hour earlier next Monday night, and then following that, we will have our special group training call. Now I want to quickly go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, where Millionaire Club member Mr. David Peterman has someone he wants to recognize tonight. David, are you on?
Well, thank you, Randy. I want to introduce Melissa Flippin really quickly from Southeast Kansas. Michael Rawlings had presented the Legal Shield to Melissa. She immediately saw the value of the membership and was excited about the opportunity with Legal Shield. She Fast Start qualified and Performance Club qualified in her first few days, then came to the Oklahoma City More Success Team event and certainly was inspired and motivated to go to work, and then came down to Jimmy Parrish's group school, and that really excited her. But while she was there, the balance of her memberships and associate agreements processed and moved her to senior associate level, and she says now her goal is to be Performance Club qualified and Power 20 every month while building her Legal Shield future. Melissa, do you have a real quick word?
She said it's blank. The module didn't come through.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I heard a quote a long time ago that says, coming together is beginning, keeping together is progress, and working together is success. That, to me, is what the More Success Team is for me. You guys have been motivational. You've given me the tools that I needed, and I just am so thankful that you guys have been here for me. It is a great opportunity to work with Legal Shield. So I just want to say thank you.
Thanks, Randy. You'll see more of Melissa for sure. Thank you.
Well, I know that. Melissa, congratulations. We appreciate what you're doing. Now I want to quickly go out to the state of Florida and More Success Team Director, Mr. Eddie Guzman, who has a special announcement and also someone he wants to recognize. Mr. Guzman, are you on?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Moore. Thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. Real quick, just want to make a quick reminder, we're going to be starting a overview call every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be a Spanish presentation tonight. We had one by Mrs. Martha Doss. And also right after that at 7:30 Central Standard Time, we're going to be having an English overview call. Tonight I was able to do the presentation. We're going to have other guest speakers on there like Mr. Jeff Hughes, Mr. Chris Hughes, and other speakers that we're getting all together. So make sure you spread the word. You're going to see everything on our More Success team, but I'll go ahead and share that number for the dialing call. Make sure you get all your guests plugged in and make this a really successful call. The number is actually 712-432-1212, and the PIN number is 637-197-921#. So make sure you just dial in a couple minutes early and invite all your guests and prospects and your team. And with that being said, I just want to do a special recognition for a good friend of mine, a brand new business partner, and he just joined a little bit over a week ago, and he's just, I mean, taking over, being very coachable. I want to introduce Mr. Jonathan Rada and just let him know how he was able to fast start qualify and just this little bit amount of time. Has three new business partners he just recruited in today, and he's just, I mean, he's taking over and being so coachable. So, Mr. Jonathan Rada, I'd like to pass it to you. If you can just please tell us how you were able to fast start qualify, and any advice for any other brand new associates on how to get started and have the momentum you're having.
Hey, good evening, everybody. My name is Jonathan Rada. Again, I'm very excited to be a business partner with Eddie Guzman. All I have to say for all the newcomers to come is take your basic training, get pumped, get excited, and be hungry like a lion. I don't stop. When I sleep, I don't sleep. I think about money, make my list, and get my PDRs in there and schedule them every day. I'm making phone calls. I don't care if I meet somebody, I'm going to tell them all about it and get them pumped.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we're looking forward to your success. You're coming in with all this momentum. So we're looking forward to all your success, and thank you for being coachable. And once again, I'm turn it over to you, Mr. Moore. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you, Mr. Rada. You guys are doing an awesome job. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Lord, yes, I'm 6'1" and full of fun. You ought to know that, son. No, I'm no kidding, Randy. I'm here. I'm glad I'm here. What exciting times we are. You know, a lot of people look ahead. I look behind and see who's behind me so I can stay ahead. So tonight, someone is going to be speaking, two different ones going to be speaking that will help us get ahead of the pack, stay ahead of the pack. And for you that wants to retire in 30, 40 years, you can learn how to do that from these people. They're absolutely fantastic. Frank and Teresa Coins, a senior, is a regional vice president of South Carolina, $300,000 ring earners, 20 platinum two jacket earners, Millionaire Club members. Mr. Coin is the founder of the graphic sign business, Quick Inc., recipient of the Charleston Chamber of Commerce Business Person of the Year Award, also recipient of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce Business Person of the Year for all of South Carolina. Mrs. Acoin has a background in teaching, special education, and she's a certified nutritionist, and, of course, she is Frank's boss. I need to throw that in. Well, I think that's right. It's not as sounds good, Frank. The thing is, Randy, I could say all that and all the accolades, and they cannot be good people. They could just be that. But I want to tell you something. They're not only good people. They're very outstanding people. They're the kind of people that I like to count as my friends. They're the kind of people that I want on my side. They're the kind of people that I want to travel with. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends and yours, Frank and Teresa Coin.
Well, I will tell you this, Mr. Moore. It is our honor to be a part of your call, and it is our honor just to know you, and I'm so glad you feel the same way we do. We feel like you're a friend and to our family, and I just have to tell you how much, not just Frank and I, but I think the entire world of Legal Shield looks to the Moore family. You are not just legends. Legends sounds like, you know, something you did a long time ago. Y'all are still doing it and doing it more than ever today. I mean, I think you're going to have to start your own profiles and success book. You've got so many more family members in it. I love it. So thank you for inviting us to your call. And I don't know if I'm Frank's boss or not. I'd say we take turns being each other's boss, if at all. But anyways, it's our honor.
So honored that y'all would even take time. I know you're so busy. We feel great honor that you would take time out for us tonight. So it's your show. Take as long as you like.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk for just a few minutes. I told Frank I wanted to kick it off with a few things talking about creating and maintaining momentum, because Frank and I feel like right now is the most exciting time in the history of the company. And I think we're not the only ones that feel that way, and that makes it triply exciting. So I want to give you three points that are going to affect how much you do or don't create momentum. And momentum is fun. I mean, I don't know if anybody has ever really experienced it. I mean, we have experienced it several times in our Legal Shield career. We've experienced it in the regular business world to a small extent, but nothing like you can experience in this business. And so I just want to share it with you real quickly, and then because I want to give Frank time to share some really awesome things with you tonight. So here's my first point. It takes being energetic. So number one, we've got to be energetic. And what do I mean by that? I mean, nobody wants to follow somebody that's, you know, lethargic. Or, you know, I called somebody today, and I said, how are you doing? And they said, okay. And I said, what? You're just okay? What's wrong? To me, if somebody says they're okay, that means they're sick or something's wrong. I mean, this is not the time in this business to ever feel like you're just okay. We've got the brightest future ever in this business. So how do you get beyond okay, I guess? You know, how do you find your energy, and how do you maintain it? Because that's what's going to start the momentum. If you're not energetic, I don't know if you're ever going to get real momentum. It'd be a little harder, but maybe you can. But here's one way. You just plug into everything. Like everybody that's on the call tonight, you are plugging in. You're going to get more excited every time you plug into this call. You're going to get more excited every time you listen to that incredible Monday morning, 11 o'clock or whatever time it's on your end, 10 o'clock, I guess. Leadership call is so awesome. And on the group call before that, and if you're at your, and when you go to your event, every time you go to your Legal Shield briefing, that is going to help you become even more exciting. And you know what? The new business briefing's coming out. The new PowerPoint, y'all, it is knocked your socks off. It is the most exciting thing I think has happened in the business in years and years and years. So it is, you're going to agree with me, and I know that, as soon as you see it in the next couple of weeks. So build the briefings. Be a part of them. Be energetic. I don't mean over the top crazy. Don't scare people. But I mean, your internal energy needs to be able to come through, like that relaxed intensity is a phrase we used a lot. You know, if you're relaxed, but you're intense, you are passionate, you are, and it comes through. So next time somebody asks you how you're doing, just please say, I'm doing great. How are you doing? I mean, what, you know, because we are doing great. We've got such a bright future. How can you not be doing great? So number two, it takes being crystal clear. I mean, crystal clear on your intent and where you want to go with this. I like to give the quick example of, you know, there are four people in a car, and the driver is not certain which way to go to get to the destination. Now, the other three people in the car are going to offer some assistance with that. Two of them are really kind of like, well, I think you do this and that, and you turn here and there. But the one person of the three that says definitively, I know exactly how you get there, you go up two blocks, take a right, go two more, and take a left. Now, who is the driver going to follow? The two that are wishy-washy and what they're saying, I think you do this? Or is the driver going to follow the one that's definitive? Of course, that's leadership. Leaders are definitive. They are definite in where they are going. And if you want to create momentum, and we all do, we've got to be clear on that ourselves internally and personally for others to pick up the pace behind us and follow us. You're like a magnet when you're crystal clear. So spend some time tonight if you're not crystal clear. Y'all, this is a big opportunity. This is bigger today than it was 16 years ago when we started. So whatever you want from this business, you know, I know everybody says.
Oh, stop waiting.
Am I on? I hear some. Can y'all hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I heard some people talking. I thought maybe I got lost there for a minute. But anyway, let me give you a few examples here. If you show up sometimes to meetings and not other times, that's not showing that you're very clear. If you even show up late, that's not showing that you're very definitive and clear on where you're going. All those little subtle things really make a difference. So, you know, let's just plug in 100%. I'm telling you, even if you're unclear on the current promotions that are going on, and we've got, I'm sure y'all are going to talk about it tonight, some upcoming great promotions next month for business briefings. So it'll stop momentum if you don't pay attention to those things and if you don't plug into the events and the information that's going on. So we've got to be clear on where we're going. That's an internal thing. That's like setting our own GPS internally. And when we do that, we know where we're going, and people will automatically follow you just like a magnet. The third thing that I think is important in creating momentum is it takes working what I call is just smart. Just plain out, you got to work smart about, you got to be smart about how you work this. And so there's three ways you can work smart. Number one, you got to really recognize that you're the role model for the team. Frank and I are the role models for our team. You know, if we ever hear anybody talking about my sponsor didn't do this or my sponsor didn't do that or I wish my sponsor would do this, that is not leadership. You know, that is a following mentality. You know, we've got to take ownership of this. This is my business. This is your business. And it starts with me, and then it goes from there. So, you know, maybe you want to start a 90-day run with your team or just yourself and or a 60-day run. I mean, you've got to start the momentum yourself. So I'm the role model. That's the first part of working smart, to recognize that. The second part of working smart is to recognize that the top drives from the bottom. So that means everybody, we have to treat new associates in our open volume just like we signed them up. And we've got to coordinate with their sponsors. We've got to make sure that they're getting everything done that they should. In fact, I heard some great recognition tonight, you know, recognizing people who fast start qualified. I mean, I thought that was awesome. And, you know, that means you are reaching down. You're paying attention to what's going on with the grassroots in your organization. So get them in, help them get some new recruits, and in doing so, it's going to help them move forward and help them have the confidence to grow the organization. And by the way, I've got a question to ask everybody. If a person is just starting the business, do you think most people would like to make about $380 on their first five memberships or make $500 on their first five memberships? Oh, well, you can make almost $500 on your first five memberships if you go recruit two people first. Then you're up. You've already upranked. So the next three are going to be at a higher level. We are just really trying to get the recruiting mindset strong in the organization. So the top drives from the bottom. And the last point I want to make about working smart is just simply being a really great communicator. You know, that means communicating not just the promotions and the events and those things. Yes, 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 we want to include those. But communicating with the team, knowing their goals, checking in with them regularly. I know one of the reasons that we have grown as much as we've grown and as fast as we've grown is because of Frank's awesome daily routine of checking in with the players in the organization. I mean, you know, there's been times when I wondered, is he bugging them because, you know, he's talking to them two or three times a day. But, no, they loved it. They were encouraged. And, you know, and he knew what their goals were, and we knew what they wanted to accomplish before the end of the month. So checking in the morning with them and checking in the evening, for people who are the players, I think that is essential. And of course, you know, just being there for them, being there for the three-way calls and for all of the support that they need. So to create momentum and to maintain it takes being very consistent with those things. And it's like magic. I didn't describe really anything difficult or anything hard or anything like that tonight. These are just things to be aware of, to know that if you want to really take advantage of creating momentum, and y'all, this is the time, the tide is starting to build. We're going to have the biggest tidal wave in the industry, in the history of the industry, with this company in the next couple of years. And we're all in position to have a lot of boats in the ocean, to have a lot of ships in the sea to take advantage of it. So I'm going to turn it over to Frank so he can give you some awesome information, too. So, Frank, it's all yours.
All right. Can you hear me okay, Therese?
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, good evening, everybody. Teresa, I think I could just not even say anything. That was a good training.
Well, good.
I think if they just did that, I could just shut up. So anyway, I just want to say how, you know, honored and pleased and privileged we are to be on this call I was thinking about the Moore family just before we got on, and I just, for the life of me, we've been here 17 years. I can't think of another family that has been more generous to everybody in Legal Shield. I think in all of Legal Shield, they're the most generous family I've ever seen. Not just one person, but the entire family and all their spouses and their kids and everything else. So I just want to say what a privilege it is, you know, just to have them invite us on the call. And I was listening in at the first of the all the recognition, and I want to say congratulations to Manley and Barbara Wilson there, and Ray and Sandy. I mean, you guys are doing a great job. And Melissa, congratulations to you. I know this is your first shot at this, so you know now the whole world knows who you are, and definitely the whole world knows who Jonathan is. So I just think the recognition is critical. I just want to cover a few things, and you may want to take a pen and pencil out or something and just grab a few notes. But Teresa and I have, we've been married 40-something years, over 40-something years now, and we've been in business since we've been married. So over 40 years, we've been in business and been entrepreneurs and created businesses and stuff. And I'm not real big on a little small talk or fluffy talk. I have just truly believed that what we're engaged in with Legal Shield is a worthwhile endeavor for the rest of our life. That, you know, on two fronts, and I'll just hit both fronts. The first front is on the legal services that, you know, we're helping people with their legal issues, whether it's bad legal issues or good legal issues. They're buying a house or selling a house or adopting a child or starting a business, or they run into an issue, whatever that issue is, that the legal industry is being changed by Legal Shield. And to hit that point, I want to just give you a little analogy, because I think we are totally changing the legal industry in the United States. And I'll start out by saying this, that I'll tell you a story about the Stone Age real quick. The Stone Age was a very important age in our history of humans because, you know, we lived in stone caves and we cooked on stones and we made hatchets out of stones and spears out of stones and we hunted with stones. But the Stone Age came to an end. And it didn't come to an end because we ran out of stones. I mean, you still find a lot of stones, but because of innovation and technology, that went away. And the same thing happened to the horse and buggy. I mean, that came to an end. That whole age came to an end, not because we ran out of horses or buggies, but because of innovation and technology. And the high cost of legal services is coming to an end, not because we're running out of legal issues or our attorneys, but because of innovation and technology that MidOcean has put in place with Legal Shield. I mean, with all the new apps, I mean, you just, you know, you can tap in. You're not paying $200 or $300 an hour for an attorney now. The attorneys are making the same amount of money or more money, but not just one person is paying them anymore. Thousands of people in the state are paying these attorneys so that they can do the best work that's ever been done. And until that innovation came about, the attorneys were getting $300 or $400 an hour from one person. Now they're getting it from thousands of people in these states. So that was like a refined study of the obvious to me that, you know, that was a good endeavor if we could change that legal system and make legal services available to everybody. So I want all of you to feel like, you know, what you're dealing with here is an endeavor that's worthwhile, that you're helping thousands and thousands of people like the Moore family has. The second front is that we're helping people who want to, you know, build a secure future for their family, not by going to work for just a paycheck, but by going to work to own a company where they own equity and ongoing transactions that not only pay them during their lifetime, but those ongoing transactions are going to pay their family for generations, because as long as those memberships are in place, they're going to get paid. Long after Ken and I are gone, and our, you know, his kids take over and my kids take over, you know, they're going to still own equity in transactions that we did. And then their kids will do the same thing. So I want you to know that, you know, Teresa and I are excited that we're here, but we're more excited, I guess, for everybody that's coming behind us because, you know, the foundation for innovation and change has begun. It's on a full rampage. And what Legal Shield has done now, putting in all these new innovations, technology, these new apps, and I'm telling y'all, we got some insight the other day of the stuff that's coming out that we can't say a lot about, but you're in the perfect spot at a perfect time right now. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I want to hit is that, you know, all of us are here to do a couple of things. we want to personally develop our skills, and we want to, you know, build up our business skills also. And so to do that, we, you know, we all read a lot of books. I'm sure all of you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and How to Win Friends and Influence People and Think and Grow Rich and The Science of Getting Rich and all those other books that you read. But if you've read all those books and you're still not exactly where you want to be financially, you know, you say, well, I've read all the books. I mean, I've done all that. You know, why aren't I where I want to be financially with this company? And just to let you know, there's a step above personal development, and it took me years to figure this out because I read all the books. I read every book that I could get my hands on. Thousands of books on, you know, how to build a business, how to make money, how to do all this other stuff. But I finally figured out there's a step above personal development, and it's called CSU. And it's personally developing your skills. It's called clarifying and simplifying, unclutter your life, and say a no to 1,000 things and homing it down to just a few things. So I want to talk about just a few things that help Teresa and I, you know, grow three businesses, actually, I guess four businesses, from zero to over a couple of $100 million apiece. So it doesn't matter how good Legal Shield is, how good our comp plan is, how good our attorneys are, how good the company is, how good the apps are. None of that matters one iota, because to the public, you're invisible and your service is homeless until somebody has seen it or heard about it or read about it and have people around them talking about it. So our job is to unclutter this thing and saying every day our job in Legal Shield is to get this service and our opportunity seen, heard, read about, and talked about by everybody. So I want to do that one more time. You can have the best product, best service, best attorneys, best apps, best company. You can even have the best location if you had a regular store. But until somebody sees it, hears about it, reads about it, and people around them are talking about it, your product and your company and your opportunity is invisible to the public. So our job is to get it seen, heard, read about, and talked about. And the way you do that is using four methods. And here they are. Either you personally are going to go out and tell somebody about this. You're going to be going out doing the one-on-ones. You're going to be doing the sit-downs. You're going to be doing the luncheon. You're going to be doing PBRs. You're going to be doing the calls. You yourself. And that is super effective, and you can make a great living doing that. The other way is building that team so that it's you and another associate getting the product seen, heard, read about, and talked about. That's the second way. The third way is to use the tools to do that. The more tools you have in the marketplace, the more times the opportunity and the service is being seen, heard, read about, and talked about. So you've got to get seen, heard, read about, and talked about. And there's only four ways to do that. You've got to do it. An associate has to do it. A tool has to do it. Or an event that you're putting on or your other associates are putting on has to do that. So here's the question you need to ask yourself and the question that we ask ourselves every day, probably many times a day. How many times a day is this story being told on our behalf to build that financial wall around our future so that we own equity and ongoing transactions that not only pay us during our lifetime, but the lifetime of our children and our grandchildren? How many times a day are you getting the story told? How many times a day are all your associates telling the story? How many times a day are tools being given out? And tools are, you know, CDs, DVDs, websites, their flyers, their everything else. How many of those tools are getting out? And how many events are taking place in your organization? How many luncheons are going on down each organization? How many PBRs are going on in each organization? You know, how many sit-downs are going down in each organization? And when you use that CSU, clarify it and simplify it and unclutter it and ask yourself those questions. How many times am I telling a story? How many times is my team telling a story? How many tools am I getting out a day? And how many events are going on down my organization that I'm plugging people into, not just in my area, but around the United States? And we have used that same method to build every business that we have ever built, whether it was our, our chain of bookstores that that we built up, whether it was our chain of graphic sign shops, whether it's a real estate that we have. You can have a wonderful house to rent, but if nobody sees it for rent or hears about it for rent or reads about it for rent, no one knows for rent, it's going to sit empty. It's invisible. The same thing is true if you own the car lot, a pizza store, or your Legal Shield business. It is so simple when you get down to it to use CSU, clarify and simplify and unclutter it, and ask yourself daily, many times a day, how many times is this organization, the leader telling the story, the associates on that team telling the story, the tools in that organization being given out, and how many events do they have going on? So when Teresa told you that I check in with our team leaders all the time, I do. And I find out from those leaders that almost on a daily basis what's going on in those organizations. And so you have to be engaged in this thing. It's called paying the full price. And if you don't pay the full price, you'll never get the results. In other words, if you walked up to a drink machine and you put, and the drink was a dollar, and you put 50 cents, it's not coming out. If you put 75 cents, it's not coming out. If you put 85 cents, you got to pay the dollar. And here, if you're not, you know, putting time at the meetings, putting time on the calls, getting at the meetings early, dressing properly, going to the event after the event, going to the regionals, going to the national, you know, showing up where you're supposed to be showing up, then you're not paying the full price. And all that can be cured real quick. You can pay the full price, but even if you pay the full price, you can go to the meetings, you can show up there on time, you can stay late and go to the event after the event, you can go to the regionals, you can go to the nationals, but unless that service and that opportunity is being seen, heard, read about, and talked about by hundreds of people and by hundreds of people, then you're going to have a slow grow. If you want to 10X your business, I mean literally 10X your business in the next 90 days, 12, you know, 60 days, next 12 months, start finding out how many times, and you can figure out real fast how many times you're telling a story. Find out how many times your associates are getting the story told, how many tools they're getting out, and how many events are going on, and your business will explode. And then make sure that your team knows that you're engaged. Be on every call. Make sure you introduce yourself. Be at the meetings early. Show up early. Stay late. Go to the event after the event. So, Ken, I think that's our time is up. I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you guys. And, again, the step above personal development is that CSU is to clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life long enough that you can concentrate on the main things, get it seen, heard, read about, and talked about. So back to you.
Frank, as usual, you and your lovely wife hit her right on the head. You don't know how much. It always helps our team when you guys are on. So we appreciate any time we could do anything for you guys. You know, if it's in our power, we will do it because we value your friendship, but we also value your knowledge. You're a man of great knowledge. Your wife is too, and we like to draw on people with great knowledge. I guess that, some people call it cheating. I think it's smart myself. So we appreciate it. Randy might have something want to say, but thank you and your wife both. And again, most of all, thanks for being our friend.
Oh, I love you guys, man. Thank you. Go ahead, Randy.
All right, Frank. Frank and Teresa, I appreciate you guys so much. You guys just mean so much to our family and the Legal Shield. Frank, I could listen to you forever. I mean, you just bring so much knowledge, so much common sense to the table. And Ms. Coyne, appreciate you and listening to you guys from stage. It's just an honor to know you guys. So thank you so much for helping us out on the call tonight. And appreciate you and love you guys. And if there's anything we can do to help you, we definitely will.
Well, just keep being the Moore family, and that's enough for us, buddy. It's more than enough for everybody. Thank you all so much. We'll let you get back to your call.
God bless
you,
folks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Mr. Moore, back to you.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, next Monday night, you know the new time, but Alex Gardner will be speaking with us. And just a minute. I went blank on who the group, and Alan Roman will be our group trainer. Next Monday night, Alex Gardner and Alan Roman will be our speaker. So it'll be great training next Monday night. We're looking for you there. Let's do what we always do. Be thankful for the people like the Coins that just come on to share with us. Let's always share with them. Put God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you so much. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.